Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. The Predators finish with 99 points on the season. I don't know why. Last night, I just wanted to get to 100. I don't know why. I'm not sure it really affects my day at all. If they were 100 or not, they would have been the number one wild card no matter what had happened. But the season is effectively over, and now we wait. And Barry Trotz joins us on the program presented by Gary Force Acura. First off, Barry, congratulations. I don't know why I wanted to get to 100 so bad last night, but for some reason I did. But congratulations on one for one on making the playoffs in your tenure as general manager.
Well, I appreciate that. I think I'm like you. I think 100 is a nice number. I think we all would have liked to get it. But at the same time, we ended up in the same spot with the LA loss last night. So it is all good. I thought last night you saw a very desperate Penguins team with some of their superstars leading the way. So I think it was good for us to see that up front and personal early as we, you know, head to the playoffs. It'll be that intensity and that urgency on a nightly basis.
Barry, I hate the fact the way the schedule played out that you guys are going to have basically, you know, either an entire week or maybe even longer than a week or maybe a little shorter than a week before you're ready for the playoffs. But you've done this many different times as a coach. How much does it matter that you guys will have an extended break, whereas Vancouver, for instance, is going to be playing on Thursday?
Well, you know, from our standpoint, you know, the break is something that we're just going to have to deal with. I like our team's good with rhythm. You saw that in the long streak. We're playing every second night. And when you get in a good rhythm, it just keeps feeding. So I think from that standpoint, we're just going to have to deal with it. It's, you know, our first goal is to make the playoffs, and the second one is to grow in the playoffs to become a better team every game. And I think we'll deal with it the way we have. We've got a lot of really professional guys. They're good leadership. So we're just going to have to deal with it, and we're going to have to get prepared, and we'll be ready whatever our opponent throws at us.
What do you think the plan is going to be as far as, you know, making sure that this team gets a little bit of rest, but also does have some intensive practices while not being able, for instance, to actually play a game where Jeremy Lauzon's going to hit somebody? Because, I mean, I heard Willie talking about this today. I don't want Jeremy Lauzon hitting Philip Forsberg in practice. But how do you kind of ramp these guys up for the playoffs, you know, with this long stretch? Like, kind of what's the plan of practice and intensity and scrimmaging and everything else?
Well, I think, you know, what we're trying to do is, from our standpoint, is Bruno will have some intense practices. Once we get the schedule, we'll be able to identify how we're going to, you know, put our schedule together so that we can maximize the you know, time on ice so that we're getting those reps, those hard reps. I think practices are going to be really hard and intense just because of the fact that we have some time off. And it's hard to get ramped up when you take, you know, 4 or 5 days off. So the practices are going to have to be harder than the games, plain and simple. And I think Bruno knows that and understands it and is going to prepare that way.
You know, Hal brought up a point yesterday when we were chatting about it, Barry, where he talked about, you know, a game is 2.5 hours long, and then there's a morning skate at the beginning of the day, and the longest practices during the year aren't much longer than an hour, hour and a half. Is there any thought because of, like, from a, you know, just a mental focus conditioning standpoint, that maybe you guys do some things that are longer than traditional practices just to try to simulate, you know, the focus and the, you know, amount of time that these guys have to be turned up for a game?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you're going to find is you're going to have, you know, the practices in terms of the power play, the penalty kill, they're going to go on to some things that happen more in the playoffs than they do in the regular season as the, you know, 4 and 3 power play. So they're going to have to go through a lot, you know, a lot longer time frame for the practices because there's going to be stuff on the front end. There's going to be stuff in the middle that's going to probably deal with a lot of their 5-on-5 play and the style of play and maybe their neutral zone. And then towards the end of practice, they'll probably go into a power play type scrimmage We've talked about what I've done in the past with Bruno, is that we will go into a bunch of drills, three or four drills, and I'll blow the whistle, and you'd go into a power play versus a penalty kill and play some 5-on-5, and then you'd blow the whistle maybe a few minutes later, and you're back into drills, so that you're getting your mind changing from one focus to another focus. Just as a game, what you find in playoff hockey is that you've got to stay in the moment. So whatever happens on the ice, you have to switch your mind into that area of the game so that you can have success.
Barry Trotz is with us, presented by Gary Force Acura. I was reading the Vancouver paper today, and they had an article in there about potential scheduling issues that could come if this team plays the Predators. And I have to be honest with you, a couple of things in there I found to be absolutely preposterous. The idea of playing back-to-backs for games 3 and 4, but more importantly, the Vancouver paper brings up the idea, and apparently there's a league source that says they may start this thing next Tuesday, but the idea, based on the Rogers Arena availability, that game 6 could be part of a back-to-back in a potential series, where game 5 would either be in Vancouver with a game 6 the next day in Nashville, game 6... or game 6 could be in Nashville with a game 7 the next day in Vancouver. I mean, I know that you're not even for sure playing Vancouver yet, but are you talking to the league about potential scheduling thing? Because the idea of a game 6 being involved in a back-to-back, quite frankly, to me, Barry, is preposterous.
Well, I think I wouldn't read into that. I think, let's be honest, it's 3,000 miles away. I don't think that it would be fair to both teams that they'd have a back-to-back, because if you were coming from west to east, we would be arriving at probably 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. With the time change. And they're not going to – the quality of play, the chance of injuries, all that, I think that's a little far-fetched. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the league is very conscious. There's some building – problems for Vancouver, but they threw some concerts in there and really didn't block out some dates. So, it's up to them to move them, the league will move them, whatever. I just worry about our hockey team being ready to play, and whatever's thrown at us, we'll deal with.
Do you care at all? Barry Trotz is with us. Do you care at all about when this series starts? You know, if it's Sunday and then it's less rest time, or Tuesday and it's more rest time, is there an element as a former coach and now a general manager, somebody who's in charge, that by caring about this, you would be allowing other people to care about something that is beyond both their and your control?
Well, I think I would prefer if we started sooner. I just think when you get away from the game, the intensity of the game, all that, for too long, it takes you a while to ramp it up. And in a best-of-7 series, if you can't ramp it up pretty early, you could be packing your bags and going home. So I would prefer a Sunday start if possible, but I'll let the league decide that. That's the number one thing that matters to me. And just once we get the schedule, we'll adapt to it. But I will tell you this, today it is a good day for our group to relax and maybe reflect and maybe even celebrate a little bit today on with our wives and our families. And then tomorrow will be probably a really intense practice, and we'll try to see as soon as we can to when we get our schedule, and we will work from from the back to the front of our schedule in a way that will help us prepare for the playoffs.
Barry Trotz is with us. I think one part where you hit it out of the park this season was in shaking up the dressing room and bringing in serial winners, and we even played a cut from after the draft before free agency when you talked about figuring out if guys that had been a part of this team in the past were part of the solution or part of the problem. And you go out and bring in Ryan O'Reilly, for instance, and Ryan O'Reilly has all the experience, all the winning, all everything that comes with him. He, throughout his career, traditionally has been a great playoff player. And I ask this question, which is, your team shockingly has a lot of playoff experience for a team that we thought was going through a re-something at the beginning of the year. How much do you kind of bank on that playoff experience? How much does that matter to you?
Well, it matters a lot because I think the playoffs is such a different animal. And, each game, there's no momentum that carries from game to game. And I think experienced players recognize that you got to stay in the moment. You have to understand that it's not going to go your way. You can't have the mindset you're going to grab the puck, go all the way down the ice and score and make something happen every shift. From that standpoint, they have to understand that you have to manage the game correctly. You have to do all those things correctly so that you have great success and stay in the moment. And the team that's the most patient, doesn't mismanage the puck, doesn't, take a selfish penalty or a retaliatory penalty. All that matters. And, from that standpoint, I think that's where the experience factor comes in.
Barry, I know you don't know who your opponent's going to be. It could be one of three teams. So I'm just going to ask you about all three teams. Let's start with Vancouver, which looks like the most likely opponent. When you see them, what do you think?
I like the Vancouver Canucks. I see ourselves in the Vancouver Canucks a lot of ways. They play fast. They've got a great goaltender. They rely on all four lines to contribute, and not only on the scoreboard, but just in the way they play. And then, the one thing they have is they've got real strong special teams. And that's something that makes a difference in the playoffs.
What about Dallas? The last time you played Dallas, they beat you 9-2, and yet you guys really played them close, especially over the years. If it is Dallas in the first round, what do you think of them?
I think they're as deep as anybody. They're probably as experienced as anybody. And the one thing that they've done that Vancouver, say, hasn't done in recent years is they've been knocking on the door. They've been knocking on the door to have success in the playoffs. They've been knocking on the door, when I was in the bubble with the New York Islanders. There's a lot of things that they've just got to the finals, got to the conference finals, but just haven't got over the hump. And at some point, they've gone through all the heartache, and now they're a team that's probably, their focus is on one thing only. And so they're probably more mature to take the step than maybe us or Vancouver right now. So, that would be something that would be probably in their advantage. But once the playoffs start, you drop the puck, it's all a new season, and, strange things have happened. So I'm looking forward to this group. This group has a lot of the qualities that are very endearing for a hockey club.
So I remember a couple weeks ago you said that whoever you play is going to have more pressure on them than you will. There may not be a team in these playoffs that has more pressure on them than the Edmonton Oilers. And if you end up getting matched up with Edmonton, we've seen many times what McDavid and Draisaitl are capable of doing, but for some reason they haven't punched it through in the playoffs. If you get matched up with them, what do you see?
Well, I see the two fantastic players. They're a team that has got one focus as well. I just think, they're the one area of their game that is always a question mark is the depth on the back end. And, the one thing that I think that they've corrected a lot is their team mentality. And also, the thing that they've corrected is their defense. But it's not as tight as some of the elite teams.
Last one for you. Barry Trotz is with us, presented by Gary Force Acura. Are we going to see any movement? I know Milwaukee's got their season going on, and I know there are some guys that, from a depth standpoint might be able to help you, might not. Well, you got the practices coming up. Is there anything we may see on that front?
I think right now, we're probably status quo. We're pretty healthy right through the lineup. So the guys that got us here will be the guys that we start with, but someone goes down. I think obviously the guys like Parsonen, who's played well down there and has been up here, I think he would be a guy that would be one of the first guys we'd think about bringing up. And obviously on the back end, Delgazzo and Tomasino, who is a player who can be productive. He got hurt and he's just coming back. So I would probably say if he gets a few games under his belt, he'd be one of those guys that you would think that he'd come up and help.
Barry Trotz, as always, on our program. Barry, first of all, congratulations. You talked about the players taking some time off to enjoy and celebrate. I hope you're able to do the same. And I will also say this. I'm sure this will be the longest week as you await game one, or what, 4 days, 8 days, 10, however long it is, as you guys await game one. But congratulations, because you guys absolutely earned it this year.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Barry Trotz joining us, as he always does, on the program. And he said right there, you know, again, hey, let's get the players, you know, let's get some time off. But it's going to be a lot of time off. I do have a thought on what Barry said about, you know, kind of this whole scheduling thing and so forth. We'll do that coming up next. I do have something to give away. But first, I want to talk about Window Nation before I give it away. Ian, X the phones out. I love doing this. Oh, yes, Window Nation. I absolutely love them. They are fabulous. They came to my home. I did the free in-home estimate. And I did it because I know that Window Nation has great deals, and I know Window Nation has the best windows on the market because they buy direct. You know, they're such a big national corporation that they get the best rates. They pass that on to you. So I had them come to my home for the free in-home estimate. I said, check my windows. Let me know. They said, your windows are fine. You do not need a replacement. And when they walked out of my house, I said, this is a company I trust, because a lot of companies will come to you and say, hey, you need to fix this, and you need to fix that, and you need to do this, and you need to, not Window Nation. And so with April being here, if your windows won't open for the fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, you got to call Window Nation. Because right now, for every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two free. And there's no limit on how much you could save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Do not miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, for every two windows you'll buy, you'll get two free. No interest, no payments for 24 months. Windownation.com. I mean, I know that you're not even for sure playing Vancouver yet, but are you talking to the league about potential scheduling thing? Because the idea of a game six being involved in a back-to-back, quite frankly, to me, Barry, is preposterous.
Well, I think I wouldn't read into that. I think, let's be honest, it's 3,000 miles away. I don't think that it would be fair to both teams that they'd have a back-to-back, because if you were coming from, you know, west to east, we would be arriving at probably 6 in the morning with the time change. And they're not going to, yeah, the quality of play, the chance of injuries, all that. I think that's a little far-fetched. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the league is very conscious. There's some building problems for Vancouver, but they threw some concerts in there and really didn't block out some dates. So, you know, it's up to them to move them, the league will move them, whatever. I just worry about our hockey team being ready to play, and whatever's thrown at us, we'll deal with.
Barry Trotz is telling you right there, Vancouver's going to have to figure out that problem. The idea of, again, this was Le Provence, which is actually not a, you know, French thing. But anywho, the Provence, the paper in Vancouver, Vingan sent it to me today. It's like, yeah, you know, I mean, the way that they're going to end up playing this series, it may end up being back-to-back game five in Vancouver, game six in Nashville the next day. I'm like, they wouldn't do that in the regular season. They wouldn't have Nashville play a night game at Bridgestone Arena against the Chicago Blackhawks, and they wouldn't have Nashville play a day game on a Saturday and then travel to Vancouver and play Sunday night. They would not do that. So Barry Trotz is saying that's preposterous. And I think the other thing Barry Trotz made very clear to me, may, I don't know if he made it to you, is he's not very happy with Vancouver and their building schedule and the idea of, you know, the NHL tells teams like, hey, you know, here's the playoff dates we're working with. Try to make sure that there's not going to be any problems. And because the Canucks, or whoever runs that building, booked the Pearl Jam tour to start where it's two nights, one night on May 4th and one night, I think, on May 6th or something fakakta like that. It's like, what do? You tell them to deconstruct the Pearl Jam set, play in between, or you might have to tell Pearl Jam to move. You know, and I think that's what Barry was saying, where it's like, hey, the league, they'll get it worked out. They'll get it figured out. The one thing I'm worried about personally is I'm worried about the idea that they're going to give Vancouver the off time. You're not going to play until a week from today. And then you play on Tuesday and play on Thursday. And I don't want to have a playoff game the day of the NFL draft. And that's just a me thing. I don't know about you guys. That's where I sit on that one. All right. Something that I was not shocked by in the least. We'll get to that next. Twice Daily, they've got your cravings, and you can save on every visit. I went to Twice Daily on Sunday for lunch. It was wonderful. Stop it. I actually went to Twice Daily for breakfast on Sunday, too. And that's not, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I freaking love Twice Daily. Stop in and get rewarded. All you need to do is join the Twice Daily Rewards program to unlock special discount savings, and you can enter their sweepstakes and so much more. Try their new wraps, the Italian, the ham and cheddar, the turkey and Swiss, the Nashville hot chicken. They're made to order with your favorite toppings, and when you download the Twice Daily app, you can order ahead. Or at Twice Daily, it's snack time all the time. And they've got favorites like chicken fingers, tater rounds, and the new pretzels to go along with the boneless wings and other things they've got as well. So get to Twice Daily today. Twice Daily, what are you craving?
Scotty Scheffler, putter back and in. Scotty, he's done it again. Scotty Scheffler, for the second time in 3 years, is the Masters champion.
Okay, that was the final call. Sirius XM, Mike Tirico on it. Ian, did you watch the Masters this weekend?
No, I did not.
Neither? Well, I would say neither did I. I mean, I guess I watched a little bit. So I was on the air on Sirius XM on Sunday. And so on Sunday, I had it on for a little bit, you know, because I was on the air and I had a guest on that they had already booked for me to talk about the Masters. And so I had it on just so I could be like, well, you know, Max Homa is 4 under right now or whatever. But then once I saw that the Colorado Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights were on TNT, I was like, well, I'm going to watch that instead. And so I could not get myself to give a rat's ass about that Masters. I just couldn't get myself to do it. And I think this is the third year that I've been on Sirius doing Mad Dog Radio. And so there are certain things that I traditionally wouldn't care about that don't cross my radar that, you know, maybe I draw myself into because I'm going to be talking about it on the weekend or something like NBA stuff or whatever. And I know that last year I found myself forcing me to care about the Masters. And at least there was like the LIV Golf versus PGA thing, and I found that a little interesting or whatever. But this year, I was just like, there's nothing about this tournament I care about. I'm just not interested at all. And apparently most of America feels the same way I do. CBS had its least watched final round of the Masters since 2021, averaging 9.6 million viewers on Sunday. The Women's Basketball NCAA Championship doubled it. Again, same time slot, right? Sunday afternoon, the women's championship was at 2 o'clock. The Masters, you know, where it really heats up is right there from 2 to 5. The Masters had a half the audience on Sunday as the women's basketball tournament. Now, look, I know that these were, you know, this was a kind of different time as far as the women's basketball tournament's concerned, because we got Caitlin Clark and like women's basketball's exploded. But it's like I tell people when it comes to these contracts with these players, I'm not paying you for what you've already done. I'm paying you for what you will do. And if I was CBS or NBC or ESPN or any of these companies, I mean, I think I'd rather spend my money on women's basketball in the future than spend my money on the Masters, because these guys are boring. I mean, nobody gives a rat's ass about Scotty Scheffler. Nobody. And with Tiger, you know, he's done. And a lot of the Tiger-era guys are done. And we've always been told that this next guy is the next great one, whether it's Jordan Spieth or Rory McIlroy or Dustin Johnson, or and now it's Scotty Scheffler. But not one person, Scotty Scheffler could walk down the street, and I'm not sure people would notice him. That's a really bad sign for golf. And so over the weekend, I told myself, man, I'm going to be on Sirius on Sunday. I'm going to have to watch the Masters a little bit right, and then I just didn't. Friday, I didn't watch it. Saturday, I didn't watch it. I'll never watch it on Thursday. Sunday, if you've got a good storyline, I'll watch it. Tiger's playing Sunday, I'll watch. And I mean like really playing, not what happened this week. I'll watch. And I had no desire to watch. And I had no desire to talk about it on Sirius. They were like, you want a Masters guest? I was like, do I have to? So I'd rather just talk football. And it just seems like most of America agrees with me. And that's a bad sign for golf. Because it's not like, you know, Tiger's going to juice up and be ready to roll next year. And look, if Scottie Scheffler wins any more, it's going to be even more boring. I mean, the Masters this year, just terrible. One texter says women's college basketball has exploded, but not professional women's basketball. Again, I'm talking about if I had the money, you know, if I had a finite amount of money and I could afford, you know, I buying tournaments up. And it's like, I can buy the women's basketball NCAA tournament or I can buy the Masters. I guarantee you they're not the same price. I guarantee you ESPN is not paying anywhere near what CBS is paying for the Masters. I think I'd rather have the women's basketball tournament. You get 3 weekends out of it. You're not going to get the same numbers you got this year with Caitlin Clark. But you're going to get good numbers. People are going to bet the games. You know, I think you're going to get better numbers traditionally than the Masters from here on out, because golf's just so boring. So again, I had it on for a little bit, then Vegas and Colorado came on and I'm like, I'd rather watch that. Click. And I'm glad that most of America was with me in this horrendously awful, boring Masters. All right, that's it for us. We're out of here. Vandy Baseball, we got a quick exit today because Vandy Baseball is coming up next. They got a big one tonight against Lipscomb. So that's it for us. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow at 2. Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.